It's July 31st, 2009. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. After months and months of speculation, heartache, and drama, Microsoft and Yahoo finally made nice with a huge, complex search deal. The basic idea is that Microsoft's revamped Bing search engine will run Yahoo searches, with Yahoo getting 88% of search revenues. It's a 10-year deal that will take 2 years to finalize. Why hook up? Microsoft and Yahoo search queries combined will make up 30% of all queries, still just half of Google's 65% share. But investors didn't like the news for Yahoo, which didn't get an upfront payment from Microsoft, sending its shares down 12% on the day of the deal. Plus, other concerns reared their ugly heads, as the deal will have to get antitrust approval and could cost Microsoft hundreds of millions in added integration costs before it makes more money down the road. Silicon Alley Insider's Henry Blodgett was the pooper at the party, saying, quote, "Microsoft won't own 30% of the value of the U.S. search market after the Yahoo deal. It will process 30% of queries, but it will only generate about 13% of the revenue, more like 10% using real-world revenue per search stats. It will also likely still be losing money, a lot of money." In other news, Wired editor Chris Anderson got into some hot water with an interview he gave to German magazine Der Spiegel. Anderson is known for his book The Long Tail and is doing rounds of interviews for his new book Free. So many people have been taking Anderson to task for the book's ironic title and hefty price tag that it might as well be subtitled How Everything Online Should Be Free Except for This Book. No author has taken this much flack over a book's title since Abbie Hoffman's Steal This Book. In the Der Spiegel interview, Anderson is quoted saying, "I don't use the word media. I don't use the word news. I don't think that those words mean anything anymore. They defined publishing in the 20th century. Today they're a barrier. They're standing in our way, like the word horseless carriage." End quote. So if Anderson doesn't use the words news or media, how would Anderson sing some popular songs? Here's how he might sing a particular Beatles tune. "I heard the today, oh boy." And an old Fleetwood Mac song might go like this. "Won't you lay me down in the tall grass and let me do my stuff? I'm just secondhand. I'm just secondhand. Yeah." Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what do you think about Microsoft's revamped search engine Bing? Our last poll question was, in what case would you publish stolen company documents, like TechCrunch did with the Twitter documents? 45% said they'd only publish them if they showed illegal activity from the company. 25% said they'd never publish them. 24% said they'd publish them on a case-by-case basis. And just 2% said they'd publish any stolen document. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, IdeaLab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.